as we are now joined by the head coach of the Crookston Pirates, Coach Darren Zimmerman. And, Coach, it was a tough one here against Dilworth, Glenn, and Felton. You guys ended up falling 59-28.
Yeah. Moments in both the first and second half where we put together some good stretches, and then just moments where we didn't. Defensive rotation was a big weakness for us tonight, and DGF took advantage of it.
Felt like you guys handled the press about as well as you have all season. Is that a fair assessment?
For sure, yeah. I think that was definitely kind of a bright spot, is that we were spaced out. We made generally good passes. Our turnovers were mostly unforced against it, and that was kind of something we got to keep working on, right, is unforced errors. But it's a nice, encouraging sign here, because we know we're probably going to be pressed a bunch of the next couple games here, that we're handling that better and we're growing in that area.
Definitely good to see a bright spot, even though it was a tough game.
It is, yeah. You're always looking for that. You know, kids are out there trying hard every game, and they're working at it to get better. So, you know, we're definitely, you know, going to find the things that we have improved at and highlight those things and keep trying to grow in those areas, as well as the areas that we didn't do so well in, and just got to keep picking away at it.
I suppose another bright spot is all the balanced scoring. It felt like almost everyone was able to score here tonight.
Yeah, we just didn't do enough of it. But, yeah, it's nice to have multiple kids looking to score, and we certainly kind of emphasized that in practice yesterday, and especially in the pregame today, that you're going to have some opportunities out there, and you just got to be ready when your time comes and when your shot comes. So catch the score, shoot with confidence, and we saw that tonight. We just needed to get a little bit more conversion.
Yeah, and able to knock down, looks like, three threes there as well. So you were able to do that both from beyond the arc and inside the arc. Got Naomi Johnson working in the post a little bit as well, despite the fact that she had a little bit of foul trouble in the first half. Good to see that she was able to get a couple of second-half baskets for you guys.
No, it was, yeah. She kept working at it and had a tough matchup in there with the forward from DGF. But she kept grinding away at it and got much better position and then finished well.
This is last home game of the regular season, and a really nice moment there with Hallie Winjum able to get the opening layup.
It was, yeah. So it was just a good way to start the game for us, and be able to give Hallie just a little bit of closure. Man, she has spent hours and hours in this gym, playing. So to let her get out for one last shot, that was really special.
Sure, it meant quite a bit to both her and her family too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like I said, she's put a lot of time into it and has dedicated herself as much as anybody really can, and had an unfortunate injury over the summer, but has dealt with it with a maturity beyond her years, and it was definitely a very silver lining here tonight to have that memory to look back on.
You know, it's a great way to make the best of a really worst-case scenario, too.
It is, yeah. You know, just not being able to play this year, that was tough. It's tough on everybody, her family, coaching staff, and then her teammates as well. But to be able to rally behind her there and let her run out of that lineup one last time. And, she's got plenty of it in her future, just her last one in a Pirates uniform. But she's done a lot of good here and has created a lot of special moments, a lot of special memories for a lot of people. And I guess she made another one tonight.
And something that has really caught my attention throughout the season is the fact that she's been right there with you guys throughout the entire season, whether it's traveling on the road hours and hours away, a couple of overnight stays too, and she's right there coaching up the team and helping out the players too, and just goes to show the leadership too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you got one or two choices. You get hurt and you can just, sit back and, it is what it is. Or you can choose to be positive every day and be a leader and use the skills that you have, because despite not being on the floor, man, she's got a lot of skills, and she's got a ton of leadership skills, just a ton of relational skills, and she's just a positive person, and she does so much for our team even when she's not playing. So she's definitely probably growing in her leadership this year, I'd say, that'll aid her in the future, and she's picked up a lot of kids over the course of the year too.
You'll be taking on Breckenridge on Friday. That's how you'll close out the regular season. So what do you know about them?
They got kind of a nice young team. They got some balance with little seniors in there, but a lot of their scoring has been young for them this year, and they started really well. And just like any team, kind of ebbed and flowed a little bit. But they've been playing fairly well here in February, and we just need to go down. It's a tough place to play usually down in there at their gym. It'd be a long bus ride for us. So we need to work at it here in practice to end the regular season with some momentum.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach, and best of luck. We'll see you on Friday.
All right, thank you very much.